On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hey, this is Bramoy Magic, and I'm talking about my album Trans-Pacific Time. Yeah, boy!
Let's talk about the title, Trans-Pacific Time, because this kind of almost has like a double meaning. what does this title mean to you?
I mean, like, you've kind of just said it yourself with the double meaning. Trans-Pacific Time. It's so much to think about, the idea of the album itself and the name together. Like, obviously just doing some sort of wordplay on being a trans-Pacific person. Being on Trans-Pacific Time is another thing as well. I think for me, the album title itself, it really is understood if you are part of those identities as well. Like, it's kind of, yeah. Because there's like a front-facing album name to everyone else. It's just Trans-Pacific Time, and you see it. And then to people who are trans and from the Pacific, to us, it's something else. Does that make sense? Like,
yes.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, yeah, I'm on trans time, baby, Trans-Pacific Time. I can't express it. I can't explain it. It is what it is. Light up the barrel, pew pew.
I love how Trans-Pacific Time is. It's such short little songs, but I feel like I was thinking about it. It's almost like you're at a Yamcha and you get little bites of everything, but you're still really full at the end of it. Is there a reason why you decided to stick with like short 1 to 2 minute tracks?
I started making 1 minute tracks like years ago, and I kind of was just like, for me, it's more like, I have an idea. This is the idea. Wow, the idea is finished now. That's a minute, I guess. Yeah, it was really like, it wasn't really to piss anyone off. I did get a message from a really, really lovely person. It's an older woman who messaged me on Instagram, and she's like, oh, I feel like I'm grooving to the song, and it stops. Are we doing something wrong? Is there something wrong with the song? Or like, is the link broken? And I was like, oh, fuck, I'm really sorry.
Oh my
it's
God.
It's not you, it's me.
That's so funny. That's sweet that she messaged you.
Yeah, but definitely, like, it wasn't really supposed to be put out, all this stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was more of like a diary. It wasn't really like a, I'm going to put this out and it's going to be a commercial bop. From the start of this project to where it is now, it was two completely different intentions for it.
Wow. So. Oh, I'm glad you put it out. So the first track that we're talking about today is Baby Girl featuring Imugi. Could you tell me a bit about Baby Girl?
So this track, Baby Girl featuring Imugi, also aka Yuri. This track, man, can I just say, like, so talented. I don't know if I can swear on here, but so talented. Yuri is so talented. Let me just, woo, bop, 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 bow. About this track, I don't know, when I was producing this track, it kind of like, I don't know, when you produce stuff and an artist as well, you can kind of like, you can hear like voices, you're like, yeah. And straight away when I made this track, I kind of knew that Yuri was supposed to be on this track. I don't know. I just felt it. You know, when you have the sense, you're like, yeah, I feel like this person should be on this track. But I didn't, honestly, very shy and was like, if you want to be on this track, up to you if you want to or not. Yuri is so funny. They were like, I'm going to do this, and oh, it's not much. They sent it back to me with it. It was really fast when they got back to me. They were like, oh, it's not much, you know. Oh, here's the track. And it was like off the bat, the best. Like, it was so like recorded really well. And they're like, yeah, I was just having fun. And I was like, don't give me that. Just having fun. What? What is this? This is so good. Man, Yuri just, yeah, killed it, smashed it.
Don't like being high when I fall asleep, but I could do without, but it bothers me. Pressure on me and I'm crystallized. Never know what I'm thinking, smoke bomb disguise. I don't fuck around, let you hit it for free. Catch you in the front, blushing cheek to cheek. Baby girl wanna party, so we bang the beat. Summer in the heat, hot pot for tea. We split the Uber, then you spit onto the pavement. Baby, I'm too high to focus.
Stop, you don't look back at the truth. Is he eating that food, packing that food, food, oh.
what you got here.
So this track, Touch, featuring Coco Solid, I could say a lot about this track, actually. I think the funniest thing about this track is that it was recorded in my studio, which I like to call a studio, but it's actually a garage. The process of recording the song was really funny because it was really, really late at night. I don't know, we kind of just kept talking all night and we were like, yeah, we'll do it. And it was like 4 hours went by. It was almost 5 hours, getting really, really late, almost into the like early hours of the morning. And my partner was sitting in the garage and so was Coco's partner. And Coco was like, yeah, okay, I've got the hook for it. And I was like, okay, cool. And then if you know the words, so it's like, baby, I need your touch. I need you now. And both of our partners were in there and they were talking. In the garage in the studio, so you can kind of hear like this kind of like this ruffling noise in the background, and we're both like, shut up, get out of the booth, get out. And they're like, you are such liars, you're con artists, you're making this song about us, about love, but you are bullying us out of the studio because we're too loud. Yeah, I don't know, it's really funny. I know it was really funny on the night when we were just going back in, yeah, I need you, baby, but kind of was like low-key, not perfectionist, but kind of wanted the track to be, you know, done really well. No, none of this in the background.
Said I'm gonna love you down. Baby, I need your touch.
I need you now.
Whenever you're around. Baby, it's way too much.
Touch now, babe.
Whenever you're around, baby, it's way too much.
Yeah. Okay, ready to slide, I'm all planes to get to you. Breakfast, left, don't lose the flex with you. That's it, passe, can't keep us apart. We flee flight, see the corn on the car. I bet you got 10-4-5-D, take on steep. But you don't need no sleep, B. We need to be in Paris, or the Zsa Zsa, oh baby. Comme ça va, ça va bien. I bet you been in the new pickup. But this is new trust, new love. You mad or something? Trust the butter. Give me what I need.
This track, Dark Places, featuring Tere Moana Rapley. I'm quite speechless. I actually don't know why I suggested this song. I still am really in my feels about the song. From a really young age, I've been really, really inspired by Tere Moana Rapley. I'm not going to get emotional, but I will. I don't know. I think the process of the song, kind of we were away and we just did it on our own separately. But I had met her at a panel that Coco Solid, funny enough, put on a while ago. And we were kind of on different like ends of a conversation about the music industry, which was really cool. I don't know, being in all of your like your idols especially and like getting to make tracks with them is kind of like, I don't know, is it the like final level of a game? I don't know. I know it's not the final level of the game, but it's still, yeah, I'm still like trying to process that song with Tere Moana.
I mean,
yeah, it's incredible.
It's pretty up there, you know, it's a high level to reach.
Yeah, I mean, you're guessing me up. The track specifically, like, I'm kind of singing however I want on that track as well. And it was really nice to like layer her and my vocals together because it wasn't like that when I was editing them at the start. But I thought it was kind of important to the title, Trans-Pacific Time, to have them together. So this next track is called Don't Call Me by Me, featuring Me. This song was like, I don't know, I made the beat a while ago. I've kind of always, I think the funny thing about being a brown artist, Pacifica artist, is that you're almost typecast into making like hip hop and R&B. That's not the case for me, love. I feel like this kind of sneaks back into my early production days as because I made a lot of house back in the day that I never will release or never will see the day of light. You know, it'll never come out. But I kind of made the track to, I don't know, just a test, just to kind of be like, yeah, I can still make this kind of music. Let's give it a go. The vocaling on top of the song, is the story behind it is that when you go out to a party and you don't want to be there, but you're there and it sucks and it's the little voice in your brain that's like, you should go home because you're too drunk and everything sucks and you're wasted now and your friends have left you. Yeah, that's kind of why I think someone asked me why the vocal was muted. So it's supposed to mimic a voice in your head. So this track, Trust Me Darling, featuring Me, by Me. Funny enough, my friends Todd and Coco, they both did the track, the list for the album. So all these songs were kind of all jumbled around. And their story of it was that, so the first song is, I don't even know, Where to Now. And then the last song was Trust Me Darling. So they kind of made up this character that it was like, me as a, let's say like a sad cowboy, and he doesn't know where he's going. He kind of goes to a club, and he sings a song with a moogie. It goes down a little bit, and then it goes up again and through the middle. But those two songs are kind of, they're not identical, but they're kind of from the same sort of idea. Trust Me Darling was kind of like more to put in a position where to do something else, because I feel like those two songs, I really like you said with the Yumcha thing, like I really did try and show a range of things that I could do, and try a range of genres that I could jump into. But I don't know, I got a really, really like soft sweet spot for Trust Me Darling. I feel like the lyrics were made at a really like, yeah, definitely an interesting time for me. And definitely sad emo time. But kind of like, just to be like, I don't know, trust me, it's going to be fine. Everything's going to be okay. In my South accent, everything's going to be fine, darling. Don't you worry about that.
I love how like you weren't set out to make an album, but there's a story to be found in all these like ideas that you've come up with and you've settled on being a cowboy. I love it.
Trust me when I say it'll snow. The
was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.